few short minutes tonight, and then I want to show you something this evening. And I feel like being blessed to you. I preached pretty hard this morning, and if you did not, you were not here, you might want to get that tape back there from the service this morning. And when I preached on some things we're keeping from our kids. Some things we're keeping from our kids. This generation is growing up not knowing what he was talking about a while ago about Holy Ghost conviction. And knowing you're saved. And preaching and praying. And just sort of just weird, sort of a contemporary junk is taking over. And so I hope that you'll get that tape and listen to it from this morning. Matthew chapter 28 in verse number 19. This is what's called by preachers the Great Commission. The Lord gave us this commission. He had the apostles, and He told the apostles to teach everybody they wanted the Lord, same thing. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. There's a call out there tonight for us to fulfill that commission. And I want to give you a little short message tonight, and then I'm going to show you something on the screen called Seven Calls for Help. There are seven calls for help. Now, let's have a little bit, Andy, just for a minute, just a little bit on this one. And I want to say, first of all, tonight, there is a call from above. The Lord said there's a call to salvation. When you got saved, the Lord called you. He called you. Just like He called them apostles. He called me. Danny, come to me. I came to Him. Thank God. I'm so glad this evening that I got saved, y'all. I'm glad I got saved when I was 18 years old. If I hadn't got saved, there's no telling where I'd be. I'd already be in hell or on my way. I was always a risk taker. I was always somebody that would want to stick my neck out and wasn't afraid to. And that'd get you killed out there in this world. And I thank God that I got saved. There was a call. The Lord gave that call. Now, when we think about our bus ministry, and I'm going to be emphasizing the bus ministry tonight, we think about there's a lot of little kids out there in the world tonight that don't have what me and you have. What me and you have heard all of our life, they've never heard. Never. Or just vaguely about it. There's many schools and colleges today that are teaching kids about other religions. Islam, for example, in the schools, and letting them trying to say, well, we want our kids to be educated about Islam stuff, and in a sense endorsing Islam. But Christianity is not even allowed to be taught. There's a call, definitely, from above. The Lord wants us to take the gospel. The Lord is in the bus ministry. I'll never forget how our bus ministry got started. I'll never forget how I got started in the bus ministry. I'm telling you, the Lord broke my heart. We went out on visitation one night, and Linda Houck, my cousin, and several other of us, about six or seven of us, up there in Marion, at New Man in our building, we were sitting in the floor getting ready to pray like this. And we was in a circle like that right there. And Linda kept foster kids at that time. And Linda said, I want y'all to pray for so-and-so. And I want you to pray for so-and-so. And I want you to pray. And you know what? She started telling us about some of those foster kids that she had kept. Some of them 18, 20, 22 months old. She said, Danny, she said, we brought a little kid in not long ago. She said that somebody had held that kid and took a cigarette. And just held it and burned that kid in Marion, McDowell County. And then she said, somebody else run hot scalding water in the bathtub about that deep and put that kid in that hot scalding water. And when she got through saying that, God done something in my heart. I'm not kidding you. The Lord done something in my heart. You see, I'd heard these preachers preach and had bus ministers and stuff, but I was reluctant. I held back.
because a lot of the camp meetings and stuff that I was going to, I'd hear preachers preach against it. And they got on in, boy, and they'd preach, bless God, all they heard was about a bunch of kids and they ain't getting saved, you know. Now, to be honest with you, I was afraid that if we started an active bus ministry, that some of them preachers might criticize. And that's the truth. That's a shame. This man right here, he can tell you, he knows some of what I'm talking about. Some of them preachers were so pharisaical and so judgmental and so self-righteous that they ain't doing nothing for God and they don't want nobody else to. And I've heard them say, bless God, that's easy believism, them little old kids. I've heard them say, boy, we had 15 got saved, and one said, well, Danny, how many of them really got saved? Well, I don't know. Every one of them admit it did. Amen? Every one of them had come to God and got saved. Well, he said one time, he said, how many of your two last year got saved? Probably neither one of them. I'm going to tell you something, brother. My heart broke. And my heart broke. And you know what? I got down that night and I said, all right, we're going to do it. And we bought a bus and bought another bus and bought another bus and bought another bus and bought it. And the criticism came. Boy, I'm telling you, oh Lord, I wouldn't take nothing in the world for the decision I made that night to be in the bus ministry. The bus ministry is the greatest, are you listening? It is the greatest soul winning tool of the church in America that there is. There is nothing that has reached more people for the Lord from reaching out in the community than the bus ministry. Our bus ministry, Shining Light Baptist Church bus ministry, them buses sitting right back there, talk to more people face to face than any other ministry in this area, in this county. I'll guarantee it. Every single week, I'm telling you tonight, there is a call. We have a call. We have a call. We was over there in the old building there a few years ago, and some of them got saying, let's have a bus ministry. I said, let's go, glory to God. And a man told me, he said, well, don't you think you ought to buy you a building first? And I said, no, because the Lord's interested in them souls, and if we'll be interested in souls, the Lord will give us a building. Ain't that right? That's right. And somebody went over at the garage, at the school garage, and they found four buses they had for sale. They wanted $2,200 each for them. That'd be $8,800 for all four of them. And I told the guy, I said, tell him that's too much. And he went over and talked to him, and that guy said, that's too much. And I said, you tell him we'll give him $6,000 for all four of them. That's $1,500 each. We didn't have $6,000. We didn't have probably $2,000 or $3,000. And he went over and called him, and the guy said, well, all right. And he took $6,000 for four buses. And I got up and I said, glory to God, the Lord's given us four buses, y'all. And I'm telling you, we got up, and one man stood up and said, I'm going to buy a whole bus, and gave $1,500. And the man told me, he said, there's a man from Marion, and he doesn't even go to our church. He said, he sent us $1,500. Here it is. He wants to buy one of them buses. See how the Lord got in that thing? I didn't even do it. And the next thing I knowed, here we had four big buses. Them things had a million miles in them. We was out there shining them up on Saturday. I was putting armor all on the tires. We sprayed the rims. One of them looked like it had chrome rims on them. I said, glory to God, we'll put big speakers in these things and have bass. Boom, 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 boom. You'll be able to hear one of them buses coming. We really didn't do that. We should have. A couple of them, they went to the hood, brother. I'm telling you, they went all over Burke County and Caldwell County and Catawba County. And listen, brother, Shining Light Baptist Church bus ministry began. And I'm going to tell you tonight, every little boy and every little girl that's ever walked through those doors back there, the Lord says, amen, 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 amen. Listen, God wants every one of them to come to church. God wants every one of them to be saved. God wants they're just as important as the mayor or the sheriff or a congressman or a senator. Every little snotty-nosed child is just as important. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? I was going to smile at that boy right there. Amen. He's not really a bus kid. He works the bus right there every single Saturday. I'm telling you this evening, God said there's a call. There's a call. We have a call. And you know what we got you ought to shout about? preacher believes in it. There's a lot of people in churches want to do something for God, and the preacher won't even allow it to go on. I know there's limits. I know some of it gets... I know sometimes... One woman told me one time, she said, well, these bus kids... A lady came to Jack Hiles one time. She said... Or a man came to Jack Hiles, a group of men. He said, Dr. Hiles. He said, we're going to have to do something about these buses. He said, these bus kids are running all over the church. He said, they're causing trouble. I mean, they're stepping on people's feet and they're wiping boogers on the seats and they're running in and out of the rest of them. We can't keep nothing. They grab everything. And he said, these buses are, he said, D.L. Moody didn't run buses. Zach Hiles said, there were no buses in D.L. Moody's day. He said, but D.L. Moody run horse and wagons all over Chicago and picked up kids and bore them to church. Then he said, but these buses are leaking oil on our parking lot. He said, what do you think leaked on D.L. Moody's parking lot? I'm going to tell you, listen, brother, a real church ought to be a church where a nice, rich lady sits down and a little snotty-nosed bus kid sits down right beside her and grabs a hold of her and she hugs him up to her. Ladies and gentlemen, we ought to get in. Everybody in here can help in the bus ministry one way or the other. If you work every Saturday, you can make snacks for Sunday. We had one here this morning. Did y'all get your pizza this morning? Got them. I forgot all about that, Kim. Sorry about that. But listen, everybody here could get involved in the bus ministry one way or another. Every teenager. You say, well, I'm just a teenager. What can I do? Teenagers make the best bus workers of anybody. Teenagers make the better bus workers than adults most of the time. I mean, think about it. Stand up back there, John. Stand up back there just a second. All right, there's John standing up. Stand up back there, Brian. Stand up, Brother Brian. You see these two guys right here? Now you look at them two thugs right there. If you were a normal citizen and them two knocked on your door and wanted to take your little kid up, would you help? Lord, no, get out of here. I'll call the cops on you. You wouldn't want them. But now you take one of these girls. I mean, you take Jordan and them girls over there and Shelly. When they go with them, when a teenager goes with them, people say, oh, well, y'all must be on the level here. You must be all right. Thank you, fellas. You can say, thank God for everything they do. I'm glad they try. And you got to have a man on there. You can't just send out a bunch of girls. But thank God you young people can go. You boys can go. You want a youth activity? Best one I know of is hit the street on Saturday. Go. Listen, it's fun. It's fun. You meet all kinds of characters. I won't get all my messages. I'll show you this video, but me and Kelly was going up to the revival the other night. We was going to get somebody, pick up somebody else. Barbara, y'all know Barbara's been coming to church with us, and we've been bringing her. And the other night, we was going to revival, and I was in a hurry, and was getting ready to pull on the interstate up there, exit 94, coming down this way. And I looked, there was a guy standing there and had a sign, said Asheville, and a boy and a girl down there just sitting there on the ground. And they looked awful. They had pink mohawks. Two pink mohawks. Bald head right here and a pink mohawk. Well, man, you got to be a pretty girl, brother, to wear a pink mohawk. And a boy, ain't no hope for a boy who wears a pink mohawk. There's something wrong with a boy with a pink mohawk. Something ain't right somewhere. And they were sitting there, and we went about a half a mile, and I told her, I said, I'm going back. She said, good. I whipped that car around, went back, and I held a track out the door, and I said, hey, buddy. I said, did you know the Lord loves you? And that guy reached over and grabbed one of them, and that young boy, nice-looking young man, I mean, he looked like he could have been a rich kid somewhere. And he looked at him, and he said, sometimes it don't feel like it. I said, sometimes it don't. You're right. Sometimes it don't feel like the Lord loves us. But He does. And I said, Jesus does love you, and He not love you enough to die for you. He paid the price on Calvary for your sins. And I'm telling you, my heart broke for them. And I tried to witness to them, and we went on to church. I got to thinking about every little boy, every girl that's on our bus routes that goes to sleep at night saying, sometimes it don't feel like he does. Sometimes it don't feel like it does. I had a girl come to my office one time. She's about 14. And she said, "Brother Danny, I need to talk to you." And I said, "Come on in." She sat down. And she said, "My mom works third shift." She said, "My uncle lives with us." She said, "My daddy's and my uncle get drunk every night playing cards." And she said, when my daddy gets drunk, goes to bed, she said, "My uncle comes to my room." And she said, "He's strong." And she said, I said, "Why don't you talk?" She said, "I'm scared." She said, "He told me if I told anybody that he would kill me." And I got to thinking about, they say that one out of every four teenagers in this country is suffering some kind of abuse. Verbal, physical, sexual, or mental abuse. And I got to thinking about that and it broke my heart. And I thought, how many of them girls that walk in that door back there have had no telling what kind of a weekend before they got to our church? That's why they need a Sunday school teacher to stand up there and say, "Listen, there's somebody that loves you. There's somebody that cares about you." We used to pick up this little girl on the bus every Sunday. She was 5 years old. I'm telling you, you ought to go. You ought to go this Saturday. Everybody here ought to go at least one time during the month of August. It slaps you back into reality. Because if all you do is hang around people that are in your income bracket and your status of living, you ain't connecting with the way the world is. And this little girl would pick her up. She's 5 years old. And they'd go knock on her door. They lived in a mobile home up there down in Dysonsville. And Mama would be laying there passed out. Some guy laying there, beer cans laying all over the floor. And go in there and get her. And she'd have on a little old T-shirt and her underwear. And her hair all matte, no breakfast. And they'd put her on the bus and give her a donut and bring her to church. And that's all she had. And I remember one of the bus workers saying, "I'm going to take this kid something to wear," and got her some clothes and brought it to her. You know what the Lord would do? He'd care about them kids. I could talk all night about the bus ministry, but I'm going to show you something tonight. If I can get this video started here in just a minute. I'm not used to doing it like this, and we're going to have a little buzz in it, but try to listen to this testimony. Is the bus ministry still relevant? Many churches are not willing to spend the money or the time to fool with them. If they're just trying to get a crowd, it ain't going to last, because that's the wrong reason to start a bus ministry. But tonight, I want you to look at this, and I hope God will use it to speak to your heart. Now, preacher came to me one time. He said, "Danny, I want to start a bus ministry." He said, "What I need to do?" I said, "Well, you got to have three things. Number one, there's a lot I don't know about, but I know about bus ministry." I said, "Number one, you better be willing to spend some money, because it takes it. We spend a lot of money on them bus kids, on them buses. Tires this week for her bus, Miss Vicky's. It's just one thing right after another. Something always. You can't afford to buy real nice buses, and if you buy a sorry bus, you're always having to work on them all the time, so we do the best we can." And I said, "Number two, you've got to have a junior church. You can't have 150 kids sitting in here, because they don't get nothing and you don't get nothing." And I said, "Number three, you got to be willing to use promotion." And he wasn't willing to do the last two. And it wasn't long till his buses were sitting out in the parking lot with a for sale sign on them. So you got to be willing to do them three things. If you ain't, forget it. Anybody that hears this on the internet, and you say, "Boy, we can have a big crowd if we do that," you got the wrong motive. You got to care about kids. I'm going to let you hear some testimony, and I hope this works right. Go ahead and get my sound, please. And then when it does, you can get the lights on. Get up. Does it still work?
average child will move several times in their childhood. Some kids only come one time on big days. Some kids drop out. The average bus worker will spend 6 hours a week on the route.
Our lives were in ruins. My husband and I were on the verge of a divorce. My husband wanted our children to attend church, but I wasn't so sure. Had it not been for the bus worker who came by to call on Ernesto's daughter, our marriage would have been lost. Our trust in God restored our marriage, and we attend church faithfully now. I can't imagine our lives without North Valley Baptist Church.
I'm Ernesto.
And I'm Susan, and we were reached by the bus ministry.
Had it not been for faithful bus workers, Rudy and Linda Reyes, I never would have come to church as a seventh grade boy. I never would have gone to Christian college following high school. I never would have stayed involved in my local church following college graduation. I never would have married a preacher's daughter. And I would not be serving as a deacon at North Valley, seeking to raise our four children for God's glory.
I'm Chris, and I'm a bus kid.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm not a bus kid. However, if the North Valley Baptist Church did not have a bus ministry, we may have never found out about this church that we have served in for 31 years. Bus workers from a young church were out knocking on doors for a big day in 1979. We were a newly married couple with no kids. We visited the church the next day. We have been attending ever since. I have served as a children's church preacher in our church for more than 30 years. My wife has been on staff for more than 20.
I'm Bill. I am not a bus kid. However, I have no idea where my family would be without the bus ministry of North Valley Baptist Church.
When I was 1 year old, my babysitter brought me to church. I grew up on the bus. Today I attend North Valley Baptist Church. My husband and I teach Spanish bus kids on Sunday.
My name is Jonah and I'm a bus kid.
Is this worth all the money?
Gas prices are rising. Insurance increasing.
I'm Daisy, and I'm a bus kid. At first, my parents used the bus as a free babysitting service, sending me as a four-year-old girl each week with my older brother. Little did they know that this free babysitting service would change our family's lives forever. My mom was saved when soul winners came by during Saturday morning visitation. My dad was saved in the home of a church member during a home Bible study. Within 5 years, our family of four was driving in faithfully to church. In 1992, my dad became the Spanish pastor at North Valley Baptist Church, and in 2001, God moved them to start a Spanish church where they have served ever since. God led me to marry someone who also grew up going to church on a bus every week. However, his parents were Rudy and Linda Reyes, faithful members who rode the bus as a captain and driver for more than 27 years. A bus kid married the son of a bus captain. My life would have turned out very differently had it not been for the bus ministry.
Hi, my name is Daisy, and I'm a bus kid.
I remember that first Sunday morning when, as a six-year-old boy, I rode the bus in Rockford, Illinois, to a simple church on Auburn Street. It was there as a child that I learned of the love of God. Little did those bus workers and children's church workers know that they'd reached a boy who would dedicate his life to teaching boys and girls. For the past 34 years, I've preached every Sunday to the 4th through 6th graders who ride the bus to North Valley. For the past 33 years, I've taught in our Christian school. All this was made possible because a bus worker came to our house every Sunday.
My name is Jim Carrigan, and I am a bus kid.
As a child playing outside, a bus worker stopped by my house and told me of a really exciting and fun place where we could play games, receive prizes, and learn about the Bible and Jesus. I wanted to go so badly, but my mother said no. every week the bus workers would ask if I could come, and every week my mom would say the same thing. One day, they told me it would be the Carnival Sunday, and my brother suddenly became interested. I rode the bus, and I loved it. Before long, I was bus visiting with my bus workers and translating Spanish for them. I still work on that same bus route.
Hi, I'm Maria, and I'm a bus kid.
My name is Jason, and I'm a bus kid who grew up without a dad in a drug-infested home filled with violence and immorality. Had it not been for faithful bus workers knocking on my door as a 12-year-old boy, who knows what would have happened to my life. They invited me to come on Whole Heart Sunday in 1986, and I didn't miss a single Sunday on the bus for more than 2 years.
It was not uncommon to see drugs, needles, and a steady stream of different men coming in and out of my house. In fact, as a sophomore in high school, my mother moved away while I was at church. I had no idea where she was moving, and I had no idea where she moved to. The only stable, good influences in my life were the people of North Valley Baptist Church. They loved me, cared for me, trained me, supported me, prayed for me, and even sponsored my way through the Christian school. Because of their love, I made some wise decisions as a teenager. I gave my heart to God and surrendered to serve Him full-time with my life. Following graduation from North Valley Baptist School and Golden State Baptist College, I moved with my wife Amber to Tuscola, Illinois, where I became the pastor of Faith Baptist Church in a town of 4,600 people. The first special day I led our church to have was Whole Heart Sunday, the same day I was reached on. I joyfully drove our church bus every Wednesday and Sunday, seeking to reach other boys and girls who are growing up without Christ, just as I was reached nearly 25 years ago.
My name is Jason Garcia, and I'm a bus kid. Is the bus ministry still relevant?
Bus kids or big screens? Poor or popular? Evangelism or entertainment? Helpless or hipster?
My name is Shirley, and I'm a 10-year-old bus kid. I live in a run-down apartment building in Hammond, Indiana. Our family just moved here from Tennessee looking for work. My dad gets drunk a lot, and it scares me when he hits my mommy. Really, the only good thing that has happened to me lately is when Mr. Clark knocked on my door a few months ago and invited me to come to church on the bus. My new pastor, Jack Hiles, came to a vacation Bible school that I went to last month. He told the story how he grew up in a poor home with a dad who got drunk a lot and hit his mommy. His story sounded so much like mine. It was amazing. Then he told us how he got saved and asked us if we wanted to accept Christ. I raised my hand. Finally, I went forward and Pastor Hiles took me and my best friend through the Romans Road, and I was saved.
That was many years ago now. Since that wonderful day, I was privileged to graduate from a Christian high school and attended Bible college, where I met and married a young man, Dr. Wally Davis, who would pastor several churches and become a powerful preacher for God's glory before he went to heaven in 2003. I have served God for these decades now, and both of our daughters and their families are involved in the ministry at North Valley Baptist Church. All because a pastor and a people loved the bus kids.
My name is Shirley Davis, and I'm a bus kid.
I came to California in 1978 to join my family who had just arrived from the Philippines. One day, a church bus passed by, and we called the number in order to get a ride. That day, I received reassurance of my salvation. Soon thereafter, my parents were saved at North Valley Baptist Church. Since 1980, I have served as a bus worker at North Valley Baptist Church.
I'm Perna, and I'm a bus kid.
I am just a bus kid from a little trailer park in Indiana. Chuck Rail knocked on our trailer door and invited this little Catholic boy to go to Vacation Bible School. I was under deep conviction and went forward for salvation on the final day of Vacation Bible School. Mrs. Rainier prayed with me and was so thorough that I missed the bus to take me home. So she drove me home and she led my mother to the Lord that same day.
We got involved in our church and began to grow in the Lord. God gave me a great love and passion for music and teaching, and He made it clear that He wanted me to use these skills for His glory. I met my wife in Bible college, and I've been involved in full-time ministry for more than a quarter of a century.
I'm Dr. Mike Zachary, and I'm a bus kid from a trailer park in the poor section of town.
I remember in fifth grade, a bus worker came to this door and invited me to church.
His name was Brother Devsky, and he knocked on our door, and with a friendly smile and exciting attitude, he invited me and my family to church.
My first time on the bus was a big day called Whopper Sunday. As a result of the bus ministry, I was able to finish my high school education at North Valley Baptist School and go on to attend Bible college.
As a result of the bus ministry, I'm now a Golden State graduate alongside my wife, Celeste Ali, also a Golden State graduate.
My name is Sam, and I'm a bus kid.
My name is Anwar, and I'm a bus kid.
14 years ago, last month, my family was homeless, and I was in jail. As do many inmates, I prayed. I told God that when and if I got out, I would take my family to church and change. 1 week later, the Justice Department mistakenly released me. The next day was Saturday, and a knock came to the home where we were living with some friends. It was the bus captain for Bus 7. I knew it was God answering my prayer from that jail cell. They asked if the kids could go, and I said only if we can come too. We came that Sunday, and soon after we were saved and joined this great church. The bus ministry does work. Praise the Lord. All five of my children and my wife are saved and on our way to heaven. Now we have the privilege to serve God in the bus ministry and patch clubs.
My name is Todd, and we're a bus family.
Hi, my name is Eugenio Muniz, and we are a bus family.
My name is Chris James, and I have three generations here at North Valley, and I'm a bus kid.
Hello, my name is Christina Pusin, with my husband Tom. He's the Philippine pastor here at North Valley Baptist Church, and these are my children, and I'm thankful for the bus ministry.
I am a bus kid.
I'm 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 a bus kid.
I am a bus kid.
I'm 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 a bus kid.
Am I worth your money?
Am I still going to see you?
Am I worth your time?
Get this one. It takes 7 minutes. I changed my mind just now. If this will work, if it don't, we're going to stop. But I want you to listen to this girl's testimony. If I can get it to do it. That Jolene girl there. I could come out. Whoever invented these stupid things ought to make the fleas of 1,000 camels infest their armpits. That's what Joe Opper said. I don't know how to get to do it, Kelly. Do I do that? I don't know. She's going to just play something soft, Miss Desi. And give me just a little bit of light. Amen. Just a little bit of light, Ron. I want us to pray for our bus kids. I love them bus kids. I do. They're something else. And I got to thinking yesterday, if I was dead in heaven and I had a kid that lived in trailer park or an apartment somewhere or just anywhere, I sure would hope that some church would care enough about my kid to go out there and get them and bring them to church. Wouldn't you? You would. You would. If you want to come and pray, just say, "Preacher, I have to work every Saturday, but I'll give some money, or I'll help buy them some pizzas, or I'll do something." Let's just get in this altar tonight and pray. We're starting our big fall program next Sunday morning. Four big Sundays. We're going to have something special on our buses, and we'll have pizza and all kind of fun. Let's pray for their safety. Pray that we'll be able to afford the gas and the insurance and everything like that's awful. Amen. Come on, who will come and pray tonight? Let's just get on our knees and pray for all of our bus workers and pray for our bus drivers and pray the Lord just bless every one of them and His will be done. Come on tonight. Amen. Let's just pray God will give us a birth. You say, "Well, I'm scared to. I'm scared if I go up there and pray, the Lord might tell me to get..." Do you think God's going to do you wrong? He ain't going to do you wrong. You think God's got bad advice? Uh-uh. Everything you do for the Lord, He'll make it up to you somehow or another. He'll make it up to you somehow or another. Let's get in here in this altar and pray for a little bit tonight and ask the Lord to help us to help bus kids. You might be able to just help them in junior church or in Sunday school or help one of our Sunday school teachers and be a blessing. Clean, come up and clean the junior church or just do anything. Pray for them every week. Be a part of the bus ministry. God will bless you for it. Let's pray tonight. Father, Lord, we do want to thank You for every one of our buses, every one of our bus workers, every one of our bus drivers, and thank God, every one of our bus kids. Lord, there was 100 of them here today or so. And Lord, most of the time there's a lot more than that. I pray that You'd bless them, Lord, as we go into this little program we're having during the month of October. I pray that You'd help us, Lord, add to them. Lord, reach out there and get the strays, those that hadn't been in a while. I pray You'd get them back in here. Lord, help us to go with a burden, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Have Your way in our hearts. Lord, bless Shining Light Baptist Church. And Lord, help us to live up to our name. Let that light shine out there in the darkness of those homes, those houses. Have Your way in our hearts this evening. Do what needs to be done. God will thank You and praise You for it. Bless every bus worker, every bus driver, anybody, anywhere doing anything for You. We'll thank You and praise You for it. Hallelujah. Are you still praying tonight? Amen. God may be dealing with your heart tonight. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me get the lights, brother. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's just take just a minute here tonight before we go. And maybe one of our bus workers. Let's have our bus captain. Now, Dottie's sick at home tonight. Brother John, Miss Vicki, amen, Kim. Where's our other one at? Brother Mike, he had to work tonight. Brother Mike's not here. Everyone that's been out on the bus route in the last 3 or 4 weeks, would you stand, please? Everyone just stand. If you've been on bus route in the last few weeks, stand, please. Amen. Every one of you. Praise the Lord. That's good. I see these kids over here, they go every Saturday. Maybe, all right, y'all can be seated. Maybe one of them or somebody else just got a testimony. Or something happened in Sunday school or just something about these kids. We On the 19th, our goal is to have 200 on buses that day. And we're going to have 200 bus kids, Lord willing, on October the 19th. And we're planning a bunch get saved. So does somebody want to say something? God touched your heart tonight or give you a new fresh burden. All right. Miss Vicki over there, she's been doing her rounds about all by herself. Some of you Lenore people, they ought to help her and be a blessing to her. Go ahead, Brother Clark.
Amen.